Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for coming. Today we're going to be discussing Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, entitled Dhritarashtra Quits Home, and verses 34, which is without purport from Prabhupada, and verses 35, which is with purport. Before I start, I would like to ask the permission and blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas. Please allow me to speak something on this Amala Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, which I definitely don't feel comfortable speaking about. And as we are in a lockdown, we have a certain amount, or I would say amount of devotees which are giving Bhagavatam classes and Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. I know in Bhaktivedanta Mana, we are very much used to having great Mahajans, great speakers to speak. So I don't really feel comfortable sitting here today. But as they said, with the blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas, even a fool can speak. So please, with your blessings. Vanchakalpa turupyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavinebhyo vaishnavabhyo namo namaha. So verse 35 is on the board. I'll just recite the Sanskrit of 34 and the translation, and then we together go to verse 35. Translation. When my father Pandu fell down and we were all small children, these two uncles gave us protection for all kinds of calamities. They were always our good well-wishers. Alas, where have they gone from here? And text 35. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Sutta Goswami said, because of compassion and mental agitation, Sanjaya, not having seen his own master Dhritarashtra, was aggrieved and could not properly reply to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. Shri Shri Gornitai Ki. Purport. Sanjaya was the personal assistant of Maharaj Dhritarashtra for a very long time, and thus he had the opportunity to study the life of Dhritarashtra. And when he saw at last that Dhritarashtra had left home without his knowledge, his sorrow had no bound. He was fully compassionate toward Dhritarashtra, because in the game of the Battle of Kurukshetra, King Dhritarashtra had lost everything, men and money, and at last the king and the queen had to leave home in utter frustration. He studied the situation in his own way because he did not know that inner vision of Dhritarashtra has been awakened by Vidura, and that therefore he had left home in enthusiastic cheerfulness for a better life after departure from the dark well of home. Unless one is convinced of a better life after renunciation of the present life, one cannot stick to the renounced order of life simply by artificial dress or staying out of the home. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakayam Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. Just to give a quick kind of a recap, in this chapter we can see how Vidura had the great association of Maitreya Muni. And by one verse is stated that when the consciousness of Vidura came to a mature state, when he heard everything was supposed to be heard from Maitreya Muni, he departed from this, from this Tirtha, when the instructions been imparted from Maitreya Muni unto Vidura. He went on a pilgrimage, and in one point, due to his compassion of a great Vaishnava, he entered the Hastinapur. He entered the great city of kings when the Pandavas been finally enthroned on the royal throne of the world, where Yudhishthira was presiding and was the emperor of the whole planet. And in the first part, when Vidura entered the royal palace, he was kind of welcomed with a very happy and very kind of a cheerful mood with all the Pandavas. So they've been very happy to see this great Vaishnava, and they start inquiring from him. First thing, as the etiquette is kind of showing us, and the culture is, you welcome a guest, you greet him, you offer him palatable foods, you make sure that he sits on the good kind of a cushion, good place, and then after he has sufficient rest, then many times part of culture is to do pada seva to these great brahmanas, to these great personalities, and after these personalities are refreshed, then the conversation can start. So in this conversation, Yudhishthira Maharaj said a very interesting thing. He said, you've been, with your sheltered wings, you give us protection from many different things in the past. So in the past, we know that the whole Pandavas, and they've been very much threatened by the Kurus, and with the head of Dhritarashtra, and with Duryodhana. So the protecting wings of a Vaishnava is due to compassion. So after the chapter was progressing, then after the whole kind of a welcoming, the whole culture is there, then what Vidura understood, that his main mission in this visit was actually to impart knowledge to Dhritarashtra. I don't know exactly what is the kind of a chronological sequence, but in one point, Vidura approached Dhritarashtra. And we know there's a whole section of literally unbelievable chastisement. Just very heavy, point after point. Literally, we will say that Vidura was burning Dhritarashtra. He just constant burns. But this is actually the role of a sadhu. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he said one very interesting thing, that Kshatriyas, their tongue is like a butter, and their heart is like a sharp knife, like a sharp sword. For a brahmana, for a sage, for someone of a caliber of Vidura, sometimes what is necessary, when the tongue is like a sword, but the heart is like a melting butter. So this, we can see how actually compassion has many different forms of presenting itself. So what I get from this text, as you may know, I like to kind of just narrow it down or churn it into three main points which are kind of stood out for me. So point number one, which stood out for me, was actually the compassion. How compassion is shown in many different forms. And in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, verses 30 up to 32, there's a section how different modes of material nature are actually how different modes of material nature are showing us how we present this compassion and how we present understanding of the reality. So in the mode of goodness, one understands what needs to be done, what are the religious principles, what are the injunctions of the Shastra, and what is reality and what is illusion. So this is a person in mode of goodness understand basically the good, the bad, the spiritual, the material, the time, place, and circumstances. In a mode of passion, it's very difficult to understand the line between these two, between religion, irreligion, and it's very difficult to make a choice. So that's in the mode of passion. In the mode of ignorance, you have no understanding between these two lines. We can see in this age, in the age of Kali, religion is disguised as irreligion, and irreligion is disguised as religion. We can see in the many times, in the mode of ignorance, people are making a lot of big statements, But if you look in the way they act, the way they behave is actually completely opposite. Just recently, I watched this preacher, and my Ian Munenekanini showed me that this preacher, he charges so much money to kind of preach to people. And I'm not going to say which denomination he is, but I watched his videos, like how he was, it was terrible. It was just unbelievable ignorance. And people pay him great money. So yesterday I was listening to a class that when there is a nation of cheaters, when there is a nation of degradation, what do you think they will choose? They will choose to be cheated because that's the easy path. That's the easy way to be cheated. Very simple. You, because of your certain level of consciousness, you want to receive certain level of answers. And that's why you is your satisfaction. So this is very much in a mode of ignorance. Karuna. Karuna means compassion. And we can see in the pages of Bhagavad Gita how compassion is actually a great thing. But how compassion needs to be matured compassion. The compassion of Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita is based on material affection, family relationships, and his compassion was towards the body. His compassion can go even more subtle. The compassion was going towards plans. Arjuna was saying that if we destroy the dynasty, if we destroy the Kurus, what will happen? The ancestors, the seniors, they wouldn't have the strength to kind of maintain the rules and regulations of the family. So everything, by killing seniors, what will happen? You invite degradation into the world, into your life. That was compassion of Arjuna. And we can see how Sanjaya's compassion was on the same platform. Sanjaya's compassion was that Dhritarashtra went through so many obstacles, so many difficulties. So we can see our compassion is many times based on certain affection. So there's one very nice verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Daivat Adharma Shilasya Sudhu Kittasya Anugrahyaya Charanti Numam Bhutani Bhayani Janardanasya. Translation. O my Lord, great philanthropic souls travel on the earth on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and show compassion to the fallen souls who are averse to the sense of subordination to the Lord. So true compassion of a Vaishnava doesn't know no bound. In the Surrender Unto Me by Burujan Prabhu, he speaks how a great personalities, great Vaishnavas, they travel all around the planet, and they're giving these seeds of bhakti lata to anyone and everyone. Prabhupada utilized this analogy saying that when the rain falls, the raindrops, they don't discriminate. They equally fall on the on the rock, they equally fall on the sea, but they also fall on the grass, which could be nourished very, very easily. So the compassion of a devotee is based on true understanding of the reality. So those which are uttamas and madhyamas, Madhyama use discrimination to give compassion based on understanding how this compassion may be utilized by others. But for Uttamadhikari, he doesn't discriminate. He delivers the compassion and he gives the bhakti lata to anyone and everyone. Then there is another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, saying that the demigods, they reciprocate based on what do you invest. The demigods, they give. What do you give? We see in the pastimes of Ravan and Kamsa how they've been worshipping different demigods like Brahma. Also Hiranyakashipu, he was worshipping Brahma. Ravan was worshipping Shiva. And from this pastime, they've been obliged to deliver the piety. They've been obliged to deliver their karma. So there's a certain system in the cosmos, action and reaction, karma. These demigods, they reciprocate based on your level of investment. So it's a very mechanical thing. But for a Vaishnava, it is said that the sadhus are actually merciful to the fallen. So demigods, they give what do you invest, but the Vaishnavas, they're very merciful. So the mercy is truly a great component in the life of a sadhu or of a devotee. So Prabhupada, he was many times giving this wonderful analogy that imagine that your devotional life is a cup and the water inside is your bhakti. So the moment the bhakti starts kind of rising, it starts over flooding the cup, and the cup cannot hold the bhakti anymore. So what will happen? It will start spilling. So this is the life of a devotee. His bhakti, his devotion starts spilling onto anyone and everyone without any discrimination. We can see it's actually very difficult, and Krishna was very much he was calculating who can approach and who cannot approach him. And Balaram makes sure that those personalities which are without qualification, they cannot approach. Also, Maya is actually like a filter. If you're not eligible, you cannot enter Goloka Vrindavan. You cannot enter the Vaikuntha realm. So Maya works like a filter. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with all his associates, they haven't been discriminating. They've been literally giving to anyone and anyone freely. So this is a true sign of a Vaishnava. So how can we see this in our life? How can we give this as in the practical application? What triggers your spiritual life? You need to ask yourself. What was that point, that tipping point in your spiritual life when you've been triggered to be more inquisitive, to see things differently? Your life is the result of the mercy of other Vaishnavas, no doubt. Definitely. So if Vaishnavas wouldn't invest their time, if Vaishnavas wouldn't go out of their way, we wouldn't be here, definitely. Ultimately, when you look into life of, I don't know, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj or Srila Prabhupada, without the mercy, we wouldn't be here. That's quite obvious. But their life is also based on bhajan. This aspect of compassion is a signature of a Goshtanandi, of a person who's a preacher. But all Goshtanandis are supported by bhajan, by internal meditation, by internal contemplation. Therefore, my humble advice that try to take this time when we are somehow in a lockdown, and also for those devotees which are watching online, take this time as an opportunity to deepen your bhajan, so when the time comes, it's literally you're going to be released. You can go out there and you can do all that thing you couldn't do. Yesterday we've been talking with our Sankirtan crew, with devotees, that we are very much missing Sankirtan. And the reason is that it's unbelievable nice opportunity when you can actually outreach to people, give them Srila Prabhupada's books, and that whole mood of being there on the streets with people I feel it is very much missing now. So the compassion needs to be seen. The compassion is activity, and that activity needs to be seen. So in coming back to the purport, Sanjaya mentioned one very interesting thing. Prabhupada mentioned a very interesting point here. He said, Sanjaya studied the situation in his own way because he did not know that in the vision of Dhritarashtra there was awakening. So this is a very important point for us. What is that point? Internal vision, internal meditation, and own perspective. So own personal perspective is very important for us. But as many times specifically in this chapter been discussed, association of Vaishnavas brings also different perspective. In our life we have one line of vision, maybe two or three lines of vision, we can kind of see things differently. But as we know, as the chapter will be progressing, we will see that there will be another component who entered the pastime. There will be one transcendental traveler who out of a sudden entered the court in the Hastinapur. And this personality is... Is Kinchana, who is that? Do you know? Do you know who's the personality? I think you will be speaking about him very soon. Narada Muni. So I'm not going to step out of the verse, but just to make the point that different Vaishnavas, they can bring different vision into your life. So Sanjaya was not mistaken. His vision was a vision of compassion, of relationship, and his vision was to a certain degree blinded by his a relationship with Dhritarashtra. But it's very interesting because if you compare the vision of Sanjaya now and vision of Sanjaya in the Battle of Kurukshetra. Sanjaya was the person who was actually narrating the Bhagavad Gita to Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya was a person who was repeating the words of Arjuna, who was repeating the words of Krishna. So his vision was very, very clear back then, thanks to the blessing of Vyasadeva. So thanks to the blessing of Guru, your vision could be very sharp, very clear. And Prabhupada many times speaks about transcendental television. He speaks how, in the second chapter in his classes, that Sanjaya, through the blessing of Vyasadeva, have this transcendental vision to narrate the pastime of Bhagavad Gita to Dhritarashtra. So his vision was clear. But now we can see, few years down the line, or after the Battle of Kurukshetra, after the Dhritarashtra left the home, the vision became clouded. The vision was clouded by emotions, by the mind which thinks that this is my home, this is my master, this is my family, and I am serving this great house. So things the mind was associating with this material sentiment, that's true, and the spiritual vision of Sanjaya was clouded. But then again, what happened, thanks to the mercy of great personalities, specifically in this pastime of Narada Muni, he brings some vision to the whole situation. So, about our vision, also on the transcendental platform, the vision is also divided. Vadanti tat tattva vidas, tattvam yajnanam advayam, brahmeti paramatmeti, bhagavan iti shabdete. We understand, even on the transcendental platform, there are many levels. And based on our reciprocation, based on our vision, we reciprocate with those different levels of transcendental realization. So how many levels are there of transcendence? Can anyone tell me? Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdete. So there's Brahman realization. So this Brahman realization is a shelter of those which are burned by dualism. For those who want to overstep the material boundaries and just be free. Just be happy, Sachit Ananda. Just be relaxed and happy without no further commitment to a relationship. So those personalities are most of the time jnanis. Then you have paramatmeti. Those personalities which are seeking the shelter of the paramatma within the heart. After many, many years, decades, centuries, thousands of millennia of yoga meditation, the yogis come to realization that Vishnu, the partial expansion of Krishna, resides in the heart. But those which are actually in true understanding, they start inquire, how can I render service upon this unto this Paramatma? We can see specifically in the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj, and this is a very interesting point, and please bring clarification into this. When Dhruva Maharaj was meditating, the Paramatma was within his heart, and he was meditating upon this Paramatma. But what happened in one point? The Paramatma disappeared. And what happened? The Paramatma revealed himself in front of him. And this is, I think this is the difference between, and I could please correct me, that Paramatma residing as a localized aspect within the heart, and then the Bhagavan realization. The Bhagavan was revealed in front of him. So the same Paramatma in the form of Vishnu appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj. So we can say that there was a transformation or change of vision in the life of Dhruva Maharaj. So we can literally see how you can step by step progress in your consciousness. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti shabdyate. So the same principle could be very firmly applied into this life. Sanjaya was in one point fully aware of the Bhagavad Gita spoken by Krishna. Then one point, by affection, by material affection, he was covered. And then again, as the chapter will be progressing, through the vision of Narada Muni, the vision of Sanjaya will be back returned to him. So our own personal perspective, it is important, but we should... True humility means inviting the visions of the Vaishnavas into our life. The humility means not assuming that my vision is the correct one. My vision is the only one, and my vision is always the correct one. Therefore, who mentioned this? I think it was either Sutapa or Ananta Gopal Prabhu's dad. Whenever we make decision, we should invite three brahmanas to our making. Was it Ananta Gopal Prabhu? I think this is a very important point. So, don't limit yourself to your own perspective. What does that mean? True humility means understanding, I have certain anarthas, I have certain difficulties. There are certain, I'm prone to illusion. That's one of the difficulties of conditioned soul. There's always illusion present in our life. Therefore, don't limit yourself only to your own perspective. Ask for advice from the senior Vaishnavas, and in this way you can firmly and strongly progress in your devotional life. And this is what we can derive from the position of Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra, Vidura. That they always been inviting the great Vaishnavas, they always understand their position. Just like Vidura. Vidura was a very elevated personality. And nevertheless, he was consulting the personalities like Maitreya Muni. He was speaking to Uddhava. So even great personalities, they bow down, they offer their obeisances, dandavats, unto even greater personalities. This is true humility. So this is what means not to be limited by our own perspective. So one other point, that our perspective and also the perspective of different personalities through the Bhagavatam is very interesting. What was the perspective upon Krishna of Mother Yashoda? How did Mother Yashoda perceive Krishna? He was a son. Yes, Gujarat. Exactly. Mother Yashoda haven't perceived Krishna as the Supreme, but as a child. How, let's say, Uddhava perceived Krishna? Shishi Radha Gokulananda ki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shishi Gornitai ki. So how did Vidura perceive Krishna? What was the relationship of Vidura and Krishna? Does anyone know? The relationship between Vidura and Krishna. They've been very intimate associates. Vidura as a brother of Dhritarashtra and ultimately expansion of Yamaraj, he had relationship with Krishna. There was certain awe and reverence there as well. But different personalities. For instance, in the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that Arjuna was in a difficulties in a chapter number 1 and a chapter number 2. Until certain degree, Arjuna was still in a friendly relationship with Krishna. And then in one point, karpanya dosha patta swabhavaha prachamitvam dharma samudacheta yachrayasham nishchitam bruhitam asishyastam sadimantvam prapanam. The vision, the perspective of Arjuna changed based on the situation, based on the need. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is not something which is constant and stagnant, which is solid. It's a place where when you change, your consciousness is changing. Therefore, it's a movement. You can very well know that in the beginning of your Krishna conscious life, your perspective of Krishna was that maybe it's a nice marble statue. He looks very nice. But as your Krishna consciousness is progressing, you understand that this is a living being, this is a living personality with the needs, and you developing relationship with him. So Krishna consciousness is constant movement. So don't minimize your life into one position of vision. The third point which I would like to mention is that in the commentary in the purport by Srila Prabhupada, he's mentioning that conviction is very, very important for us. With a strong conviction that after this life, if you apply tyaga or renunciation, there is something better. There is something much more of a bigger juice. There is something much more tastier. Bigger ras is there. So there, in psychology, there's one very interesting experiment. I don't think if I mentioned it before. This experiment is called marshmallow experiment. Does anyone know this marshmallow experiment? It's a very interesting thing. Children in the age of 3 to 5, they've been offered a small one marshmallow in front of them. Right in front of them, there was a marshmallow. And the psychologist said, if you can wait for 5 minutes, I will give you another 2 marshmallows. So tyaga actually means that there's a firm faith that if I can resist these impulses which are coming from the mind and the senses, there will be something better afterwards. So there's actually another step or another significance of this experiment. So these children which resist, they receive another 2 marshmallows. Obviously, they've been very happy. But what they've done, those people which have been doing the experiment, 30 years after they tracked down these children. So this is called longitudinal experiment, which was in a very long scale. So these children, they've been now 32, 35. And there was a very interesting comparison or a very interesting thing that those children which could resist those 5 minutes, they'd be much more successful in their life. Much more successful. Why? Because they understood that for me to be more successful in life, I need to resist the immediate temptations of life. So this is very important for us. But how can you develop this shraddha, this conviction, this faith? Because you don't know. There's jnana and there's vijnana. Not all of us are in the stage of vijnana, of pure unalloyed realization that aham brahmasmi, I'm a soul, and there is something better in the next life. I don't know. I don't have that firm realization. But what we have jnana, we have knowledge from the scriptures, and we have realizations of Vaishnavas which have been practicing this concept, this Krishna conscious meditation. If you look, you have personalities like Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannathas, Babaji, Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON Gurus. And you can see with them in their life, if they apply this philosophy, what is the result? Firm realization of the truth. So this is our conviction. This is our faith. Sometimes it's difficult to put faith in the book. And no one can blame you. It's difficult to put faith in words. It's difficult to put faith in something which is just here in front of me. But as I mentioned before, if there is a book Bhagavad, there's a person Bhagavad. So maybe if it's easier for you to put faith in the person Bhagavad, who is nothing else than just a result of the Bhagavad realization, of the book Bhagavad. So this is why it is scientifical. Raja vidyam, raja guhyam, pavitram idam uttamam, pratyakshavagamam dharmam, susukam kartam avyam. The science of Krishna consciousness is that you put the jnana which is inside of the scriptures into practice and you will be harvesting realizations. So the true conviction, the true shraddha comes from practice and also following. Shraddham bhagavate shastre nindam anyatra chapihi manava karma dandam cha satyam sama damam api. Once you have firm faith that he will achieve all success in life by following those scriptures that describe the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan. At the same time, one should avoid blaspheming of the scriptures. One should rigidly control his mind, speech and bodily activities. Always speak the truth and bring the mind and the senses under full control. It's a very interesting verse, a very nice one. It speaks that firm faith, firm conviction comes through control and through actually understanding where to put the faith in. So again, according to different modes of material nature, different personalities, they invest their faith in different things in a different ways. Those which are in a mode of goodness, they understand what is the reality and what is the illusion. How can I invest the faith in the right person, in the right book, in the right scripture, in the right movement? So all of you sitting here are very intelligent people with very much on the level of mode of goodness. So keep on going, keep on investing your strength into these scriptures and into this movement. Very interesting point. According to Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, as we know, as we're progressing in devotional life, there's one stage called Nishta. Nishta means steadiness. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he translates this as firm faith. Not steadiness, but firm faith. So there's great correlation between being steady and having strong faith. So, yeah. All success could be achieved by following with great faith, determination, with good association, good mindset. And just to summarize, compassion is very important for us, but compassion needs to be based on true understanding of the reality. There's a place for sentimental compassion, but the second point is showing us that don't be fully attached to your own way, my way or the highway. There's only my way. So the second point indicates invite the opinions of Vaishnavas into your life, and in this way you can be very successful. And Shraddha could be developed by investing that Shraddha, that faith, into right personalities, into right scriptures, in the right process. And all success is fully assured. Hare Krishna. So if we have a few minutes left. If there are any points, any comments, any questions, anything devotees would like to say, any corrections, please feel free.